My senses ignite as the doorbell rings. The air suddenly filled with anticipation and promise. I have to retain my poise as I reach the door, my legs quivering with excitement under my black latex trousers. But I am the picture of composure and calm as I open the door and silently beckon you inside with a slow turn of my gaze. I am ready. You'd better be too. Slowly, purposefully so, I walk to the treatment room. I allow myself a silent gasp as I hear the door close behind me, not missing a beat in my steady glide over the wooden floor. The only sounds now are the rhythmic tapping of my heels on the wood as I walk, and a faint quickening of your breath as you rush to follow. I dim the lights in the room as I enter, just enough to convey an air of mystery whilst maintaining full visibility. Both of us will need this as the next hour progresses. All of the senses will be stimulated, and sight is a tantalizingly important factor. With a casual flick of my hand, you inch past me and start to undress. Good. You're already keeping to your end of the arrangement. Your memory as strong as the desire that's now firing in your eyes as you survey the scene. As the final items of your clothing hit the floor, I flick my hand again, this time toward the bench positioned in the center of the room. You raise an eyebrow, but walk calmly to the bench, making sure to maintain eye contact as you travel, as per my instructions. You've been here so many times now, I think we could successfully get through these sessions without the formalities of prior arrangement. But you like it so much, to have the air of anticipation filled with my simple yet definitive steps written out for your preparation. And I like them too. No surprises, no aching doubts. As you make the final descent onto the bench, I widen my arms in a questioning pose. You nod, straight-faced in agreement. You like the room like this. Minimalist, almost bare. Only the bench and your harnesses to see. And the box. Only I know what's in the box. That's for you to find out as the hour progresses. Without hesitation, you lift each leg in turn so that I can bind your ankles to their harness. A gentle tug on the straps to ensure stability and just the right amount of available movement, and I move to your arms, quietly securing your wrists in the same manner. You let out a faint whimper as the realization hits that I now have full control. You're allowed to whimper. Any sounds are acceptable as long as not formed by coherent speech. There's no room in here for your voice. And safe words are an entity we mutually agreed were redundant a long time ago. Words were formed before we meet, not during. Your gaze now descends to your cock, as a more audible whimper escapes your breath. I take the separator ring from the box and apply it with clinical efficiency, pausing for a few moments to analyze the angles and tightness. Your balls now swollen, and your firm, expectant cock at a 45-degree angle from your quivering torso. Now I am ready. The next item from the box brings another whimper from your lips as you sense the first delicate touch on your thigh. The feather always brings this reaction. its tantalizing light touch firing jolts of electricity through your skin, teasing your body to react. As I trace circles and lines over your now tensing torso, your breath begins to quicken as your senses begin to focus. The squirming stops suddenly, though, as I quickly sweep the soft tendrils over your now fully hard cock. A yelp, a moan. There, now you're ready too. Just as your hips start to rise, I pause the feather right at your tip. A pause, another moan, and then a light tap. You gasp as your hips start to normalize. It's time for the next edition. I can almost hear your pulse quickening in anticipation as I reach back into the box. I hold the bottle up so that you can see what's next. A lopsided grin starts to form on your face as I flip the lid open. Slowly, I start to drip the cold, oily liquid onto your cock, starting at the now swollen and engorged head. I form a thin line all the way down your shaft. You let out a loud breath as the coldness of the oil breaks through your senses. I smile as your cock starts to twitch in the warm air. Deliberately, I take my time returning the bottle to the box. I want you to wait just a short while before the next step. I turn slightly as I straighten up, my eyes questioning and wide as I turn again to face you. I glance down at my chest and slowly undo the zipper whilst pressing my tits together for your visual pleasure. Another twitch, another moan. The latex top now completely removed and thrown in the corner. You whimper softly as I slowly start to walk towards you. In a move which I know will force you dangerously close to an abrupt ending to proceedings, I now have to be careful not to let my own desires get the better of me. Rapidly, I grab your now glistening cock and twist my hand around your shaft while letting a loud, passionate moan escape my lips. Your legs tighten at the immediacy of my actions, and a strained yell now fills the air. My soft, warm hands glide frantically over your straining cock. Just as I sense a further tensing in your torso, I release my hand at the top of the upstroke and immediately walk around the bench to your head. You're panting now, rapid and broken breaths. I place my hands upon your chest and lightly push down, willing you to relax and straighten your frame. As your breath begins to slow, I run my hands over your chest in swirling, soft circles. I let out a soft moan, and you respond with a contented hum. Good. You're rid of the edge for now. I glide around to your side, making sure to maintain contact on your chest with my hands as I move. I allow you a small smile, only briefly, before my hands travel towards your stomach. I face you and raise my eyebrows, waiting for my cue to begin again. A small nod and a baring of your teeth are all my hands need to work their way down to your gorgeous cock once again. I run my hands over your stomach and underneath the shaft at first, making sure to give your full and aching balls some much-needed attention. Your back arches again, more controlled this time, as my fingers and palms massage your balls. Your cock dances as my hands do their work, straining wildly in the air as it waits for my touch. With one oily hand caressing your balls, I start to twist and stroke your throbbing, pulsating cock. God, I love this. The feelings are mutual when I let my hands do the work. It feels so powerful to have a cock in my hands like this. Each and every groan and twitch is at my command. A subtle increase in pressure here, a deliberate twist there, and you are completely under my spell. Again, I have to keep my senses sharp and focused. I really can't have you finishing, not just yet. As I feel your legs start to tense just a little bit longer than before, I slip my hands away from you and again make my way towards the box. Not looking at you this time conveys a sense of purpose, but this is the last act, so I make sure to keep the retrieved item out of your line of sight. This is the part that's never prepared in advance. This is my choice and mine alone. You know this. You agree to it. No surprises there. I approach you this time towards your feet. Your legs are placed just far enough by the harness to allow comfortable access. And I marvel at the perspective as I approach, slowly inching forward. Calmly, I let out a satisfied moan. Your cock looks so incredible from this angle, as do your full and swollen balls held slightly apart by the ring. Silently, I let the fingers of one hand start to circle your balls, and I get the response I hoped for. My eyes fix firmly on yours as my hand starts to move upwards, and I start to stroke you once again, firmer this time, glancing down at the slippery movements and letting out another, more urgent moan. With my other hand still glistening from the previous actions, I begin to move towards your ass. I sense another quickening of your breath as my fingers near their goal, and I instinctively tighten my grip on your shaft with my other hand, holding your cock firmly in the air as my fingers circle your hole. You utter a loud moan as a finger enters you. Your cock twitches in my hands, and your ass starts to clench with delight. A few slow seconds later, I insert another finger to join the first, and you yelp, your legs swinging wildly in the air beside of me. My other hand slips from your cock, and you gasp as your hips move upward in a vain attempt to reach my hand with your cock. My hand reaches down for the final piece of the puzzle, that unknown last item from the box. I pause to take in this wondrous scene. Look at you. Just look at you, laying there, waiting for release. I can't wait any longer. In a sweeping, rapid motion, I grab that item from the bench and return my hand to your cock. I feel the warmth inside of you immediately, and I know that there is little time for me to act. Quickly, I press a small button, and the vibration on the smooth bullet vibrator commences. You yell in an almost primal, pained expression of intensity. Your back starts to arch as I firmly hold the toy on your shaft, just under that sweet spot right at the tip. The fingers in your ass are now squeezed tightly together by your spasming muscles, and I know that the end is near. There's a pause, a delicious, almost unbearable pause as you stiffen further. Your breath stops, as does mine, as I stare into your eyes for the final time. Your face tenses as your breath returns, your eyes wide with a look of surprise and fear, and then it hits. Your legs jolt along with your hips. Your frame contorts wildly, and you yell violently into the warm air. The yell heightens as your ass clenches around my now aching fingers. Your hips surge and your balls rise rapidly in their cage. Your cock explodes in my hand, oozing an initial watery stream and then violently erupting thick, plentiful jets of hot, delicious cum into the air, onto your chest and stomach. Seemingly endless torrents of release almost cover your torso as your whole body convulses around me. I gasp, almost silently, as I watch this scene play out. My nipples are alert and sensitive. My legs quivering with delight and itching to dance. My clit, now soaked, hard and inflamed, pulsing at the sights and sounds that now fill my senses to the brim. Still twitching, but more controlled now, your body begins to soften. Your breath starts to calm too, accompanied by gradually softer gasps and soft, contented moans as you start to adjust back to the physical world. "Thank you," you utter almost imperceptibly, as I take a small step backwards from the bench, allowing you this small indiscretion to our promise of no verbal exchange in this room, I offer my response. "Shut up and get dressed." Quickly tugging at the straps on your wrists to free them, and giving you a sly, knowing wink as I head for the door.